Happy Monday. Hope your Monday was smooth. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. This podcast has been around since 2018. This is the 22nd season. I try to do at least 20 to 30 something episodes per season. I started just venting and giving the real on pregnancy up until the age that my kids are now, which is preteen and 9. So if you have questions about being pregnant, you want to listen to the earlier episodes. If you have questions about daycare and taking care of a toddler and terrible twos and a kindergartner, you want to get probably like season 2 or 3 or 4 to get like, you know, insight on that. And if you are where I am, the most recent seasons will probably help you the best. Sometimes I create seasons that are theme-based. For instance, this season I'm focusing on what moms deal with and the mom perspective of parenting and everything that comes with that. And there's a season where I dedicated that to fathers and fatherhood and fathers getting back on track with their children. So if that's something you want to check out that season. I can't remember what number the season that is. So each season has a focus and a theme. This past week, I just came up with what my next season is going to be on. Something that's like really personal to me, but I think a lot of girl moms think about it. And I want to share it because maybe people think because we are girl moms, we don't think about X, Y, and Z, but we do. And some of us want more kids. Some of us don't want more kids. Some of us are scared to have more kids. Some of us are scared to have another kid and it's a girl. Because we already know what that comes with. And we want to experience, you know, what the other side is like. And so I'm excited to do that season. I'm coming up with the episodes now. But today, I want to focus on no matter what, it ain't enough. And when you see that title, you think of so much when it comes to parenting. But what I want you to focus on is the fact that if it's not consistent and it's not helpful, it's not enough. When it comes to raising a kid or kids or being a mom, if your sleep/rest isn't consistent, no little bit of it is enough. If how you are helped with the kids, whether it's from another co-parent or their biological father or a stepfather or your husband or, you know, your village, if the helping with kids is not consistent, it's not enough. If it's not someone consistently helping kids with homework, if you don't, it's the effort is wasted, okay? Financially, if that other parent is not helping you consistently, you can't depend on it. You can't feel relief from it. And the weight of having to financially fund everything that that kid needs is on you. It's heavy, okay? If the funds are not consistent, it's not helping. It's like a tease, okay? No parent that's able should allow the other parent to fall by the wayside when it comes to financially helping with that child. One parent shouldn't have to tell you, hey, can you send this money so I could get groceries for the kid? Hey, can you make sure this money is there just in case the child needs something? You should consistently think to yourself, okay, what are the needs of my child? How can I help share the needs of my child financially and show up in that? Nobody should have to take you to court to do that. You shouldn't have to be on child support to support your child. That should be something you consistently do. It's a breeding ground for frustration when there is a lack of effort, okay? And that's going to be a breeding ground for a lack of respect that you're going to get from the other parent because you're not doing your fair share. It's unfairness. There's going to be a lot of misunderstandings throughout y'all communication because you don't understand how I prioritize this kid versus how you let this kid fall by the wayside in your priorities in day to day. If you are a parent who constantly wakes up day in and day out with this child, feed this child, get this child to where they need to be, pick this child up, help them with homework, make sure they have their uniforms, make sure they have what they need, make sure their clothes fit, make sure they're not sick, take them to the doctors, and that other parent gets to choose if I'm going to call and check on my kid this week. Of course y'all relationship is not going to be the best because they're not parenting. You are. And so you really have to think about that. Time spent that's engaging with the child, if it's not consistent, it's not enough. It's invalid. A child cannot live on maybes from another parent. And that's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about the fact that what you do for a child, if it is not consistent, it is not enough. And so many things. Welcome to Cozy Mom Podcast. Kids today require a lot of time and a lot of money. There's no way around it. If you do not have that to spare, do not have kids right now. The first thing kids need that's consistent from both parents is going to be safety at all times. You teach them how to keep themselves safe when you're not around. You show them how to keep themselves safe when they are with you. And you do things to keep them safe, and you check in with them to keep them safe. Number two, structure from mom and dad who have the same goal for kids. So if my goal for my daughters is to put your education first, to love yourself, to take care of yourself, to choose yourselves wisely, I have to be an example of that. Her dad has to be an example of that. And every day has to consistently be showing them that. And the decisions that I make and their dad makes has to be at the same level, prioritizing the best for them. It can't be they want to do this and allow this, I'm not with it, vice versa. Number three, attention cannot be off from either side for kids, because kids can sense when a parent is nonchalant with what they do or what they say and how they show up and how they try. And they'll use that against you. So if I'm like pushing for keeping yourself organized, prioritizing your homework, prioritizing what you need to do to prioritize for the next day, I need that dad to come up behind me and say, hey, didn't your mom say to do X, Y, and Z? Aren't you supposed to be doing this? Well, you need to take care of this first before you ask me for this. It's support. And it has to be consistent. Emotionally, kids should be able to want to share with you, both of you, okay? Crying, they should be able to cry to both of you. Showing anger, they should be able to be comfortable to show anger and how they feel to both of you. Showing kindness should be shown to both of you. Okay? Not one more than the other. If you find that your child is showing you a certain side of them that they're not comfortable showing the other parent, it's because the other parent is not showing up equally. That is a great indication that one parent is not showing up equally and they only feel comfortable showing one parent one side. For me, I can tell where all I have to do is say something to Ari. I'm going to tell you that. And she'll straighten right up because in Ari's eyes, Ari wants to remain some perfect princess for her dad. She does not want to disappoint her dad. But when it comes to me, she thinks it's optional. Because I'm not going to submerge Ari into all of her wants if she's not doing what she needs to do. Now, Ari's issue has never been school things because she has always been on honor roll. Ari's issue is her anger, her temper, and her just getting moody. In moods where she doesn't want to do certain things, okay? And she doesn't want to show that behavior with her dad. So I just have to say certain things. But Anya, I can't be like, I'm going to tell your dad, because she knows her dad is like, you know, shrugs about what she needs to do as a parent. So that's not, I just have to discipline Anya a certain way. And Anya notices that difference. But what Anya doesn't understand is your dad is not a parent. So I can't be as lenient and have that support from him. So I have to be a bit more strict on my side with you compared to Ari. And she hates that. But that's just what it is until her dad steps up and meets me equally. The number five thing is this one right here. Role model wise, one parent shouldn't be doing it all. It's not fair and it's not practical to have one parent that does their best and the other parent gets the slack. Parents mess up and we say things that are wrong and we do things that are not the best, and the other kid needs the other parent to show up better, show up in a way of, what do I do when this parent is not doing it the right way, to have balance. And if they only have one parent that is a role model for them, it's hard. It's a lot of weight to carry. The sixth thing is kids need to consistently be challenged in a healthy way by both parents. Not overbearing, but every day, all day ease is not preparing your child for the world. Let them be bored. Let them struggle to open things. Be proactive about where your kids are headed with their habits and their personalities. And don't be quiet about it. You don't have to be mean, but you do have to be direct. Opportunities for kids to struggle are life-changing for them. The seventh thing is, I don't white lie to my kids. I wish more parents would stop white lying to your kids, okay? I think corporations and just consuming so many things and products in today's world has allowed parents to feel comfortable with white lies. I never let my children believe in the Tooth Fairy, Santa, the Easter Bunny. I stay very honest with them so they know that they need to stay honest with me. And I give my kids honesty because that's what I want from them. I'm just gonna pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambipodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books, or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambipodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambipodden spot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show. So if you want to practice what you preach, don't give your child any white lies. That's my recommendation. The next thing is, kids want you to believe in them so they can remain motivated. That's how you build your child's confidence, is you believe in them and you show them that you believe in them and you take their word for it until you see otherwise. Number nine, remember that love matters and love has to be consistent. Show them that you aren't perfect. Show them all the effort. Speak out of love so they know what love sounds like. think out of love so you don't make selfish decisions. And that's going to show them like, if this person is my friend, why did they think that they can do this? If this person said that they love me, this is not how they show me that they love me. That would be more clear for them later on. So if you want your child to pick better friends, better people, better relationships later on, be a better example for them of what love is. Make sure they're clear on what it sounds like, what it feels like, what it shows up in their absence, and how love can also challenge you to be a better person. You got to show them that. You're their first teacher of that. And number 10, last but never least, the most important, you got to remember that your time is limited. We do not know what day will be our last. So you should always be preparing your child, talking to your child, motivating your child, loving your child, being kind to your child. Prepare them and prepare them for what they need to do. Think about what age they are right now. Think about what skills they need to have. Think about what's going to help them in the next 5 years that they need to know. Think about what words you need to make sure that they know. Think about their day-to-day, how they get to and from emergencies that may pop up. Ask them questions. Make it enough, okay? If you don't do all of these things consistently, no, it is not enough. That's what I wanted to talk about today. I hope you heard something that you could use. I hope you heard something that makes you think. And I hope you heard something to change something that you're doing. My name is Shan. You can find me at shanbpodden.com, the CZYWMB podcast on Twitter and on IG. And if you would like to email me, it's cozywombmama@gmail.com. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Peace.